If we had coal, fired gas, fired oil, fired ships, this global organization was going to impose a fine on those shipping companies. Of course, and that would have been to the tune of $1 billion a month globally that would have been passed on to the consumers, obviously, Walt said. That money then would have formed a UN-run green climate slush fund to the tune of $12 to $15 billion a year that would have turned around and done more and more of this. It really would have been the first global green tax, and I think we would have felt it through inflation. We would have felt it on our consumer shelves, and it would have been yet another assault on the American oil and gas industry. So, are they trying again? Of course they're going to try again. As we came at this, frankly, a little bit last minute. We won, but we delayed the vote until next year. We're going to make our position crystal clear. And I don't think this thing is going to get through now. This is just the tip of the iceberg. It's what's happening in these over 80 organizations around the world. What it really amounts to is a climate ideology that is nonsensical. It's an ideology that just doesn't make sense. For example, in AI, artificial intelligence, a big piece of that is power. You can't power AI through wind and solar, you just can't. And we already know the president's problems with wind. We already know that the vast majority of solar panels are made where? In China. But we need an all-of-the-above solution. We need nuclear, we need gas, we need oil, we need coal, and those other renewable forms of energy in order to win. But what we find is even when we reach, say, some kind of trade deal with a country or with the EU, then they try to backdoor these regulations in favor of them and against us through these international organizations that are often under the UN umbrella. That's why we need fighters in here. I have Tammy Bruce, who will be going to the Senate to be the deputy ambassador here. We have myself, and we have other members of the team that 100% believe in the president's America First agenda. We're going to start fighting and blocking and tackling in these organizations. The rest of Waltz's interview with Breitbart News at the UN, focused on UN reforms the Trump administration is seeking, is forthcoming very soon.